The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anytime you get a chance to throw it to one of your best players, you feel really good about it. They made a great play. They knocked it down. Instead of us moving the chains, being able to go out there and try to win that football game. We didn't put ourselves in the best positions to win, and they made a play.
So that's Raheem answering the question about the 4th-and-1 call. Kind of the way you would expect. I mean, he's not going to go super deep into it, but obviously it's frustrating for the final two drives of the game to be turnover on downs. That one ends on the 4th-and-1 throw that very easily could have been intercepted. And then the final drive ends on a 4th-and-10 throw also to London that ends up incomplete as well. And that's the game. Abe found a pretty interesting quote. You have it from the, you can summarize it from the DB, for the 49ers that, Lucas that was credited with, defending that play.
Yeah, Chase Lucas. There's a lot of internet issues right now, and I think it's preventing me from getting the audio here. But Chase Lucas, the DB who made the pass breakup on 4th-and-1, said, quote, credit to Daniel Bullocks earlier in the week. When I see Drake London motion over, I'm like, oh, wow, they're really about to run this on 4th-and-1. I'm just mad that I missed the opportunity to pick it off.
So well scouted by the 49ers.
Let me stop you right
their
there.
Their defense.
Let me stop you right there.
And maybe a little predictable play calling there.
I didn't do any scouting. I didn't do any watching of the tape.
You weren't grinding the tape? Getting
no, I was not.
One?
I know.
Yeah.
I knew exactly what they were doing
kinda
as soon as he came over.
Kind of all the Penix was throwing at the
It's
London
a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
And what happened is exactly how that ends up going. It probably should have been 6. Like to the point, yeah. It should have been 6.
And we've said that a lot of weeks. There was the one that was against the Panthers. There was one that very well could have been against the Bills. And then that one yesterday in the fourth quarter against the 49ers. And, you know, you asked me a question before the show about the end of the half execution that ends with a 10-second runoff and just kind of a whimper into halftime.
Yeah.
Like, whose fault was that? I was like, I think it's a compilation. Raheem did call a timeout at the right time, which, again, we're not giving a ton of credit to coaches for managing the clock correctly, but he did call the timeout at the right time. Penix has to be a little bit more aware of his situation on the field and the clock. So even at the very least, if he's going to throw it out of bounds, fire that thing out of there, loops it out of bounds, and it's in the air forever, hits the ground with 10 seconds, and then the 10-second runoff, that's the half. I think you can ask that same question there, too, about play call and execution and all that.
I mean, that one to me was more execution. I think Penix had issues getting out of the pocket on that one. Well, look, it goes back to not getting out of bounds. Was it Darnell Mooney a moment before? He's pretty far away from the line. Well, I think he wanted to get out of bounds. He couldn't get there.
He became far away from out of bounds when he started running towards the middle of the field after he caught the pass.
Maybe he could have gotten right
out of
bounds.
Now, there was a defender there, too, that may have held him in bounds. But
I didn't. In my head, in the moment, I was like, he kind of tried to get out of bounds. It wasn't like, I can't believe he didn't get out. It wasn't super egregious.
It wasn't a boneheaded mistake.
But I'm sitting there like, all right, 10-second runoff, man. Like, why did we throw this ball a major league pop fly out of bounds? Just zoom it out of bounds. It spent 9 seconds in the air. Like, I didn't go back and clock it. It felt like it was in the air for 9 seconds.
That's that arm strength they talk about, Abe.
He showed it. He didn't step into that throw, and it popped up there.
Yeah, it's that arm talent.
And look, I'm sure in his mind he's not like, oh, there might be a 10-second runoff, so let me hit this thing.
He had to assume he was out of the pocket so he could throw it out of bounds. It wouldn't be intentional grounding. But
I would, by the way, and I know Mike Conte almost yelled at me for even thinking this. He said it before I said it out loud. I was like, should they replay this to see exactly when it hit? Can we get like a look to see if it hit out of bounds with 12 seconds or 11 seconds? I don't know how that works with the clock, but I was fighting for anything.
Yeah, at that
point, I was desperate, man.
Yeah, desperate times call for desperate measures. Unfortunately, that's how the half ended.
How do you not? Like, I get that you were just stuffed, but with Tyler and Bijan, how is the ball ever not just handed off?
How do you run a sweep on third and short and throw it to Bijan 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage? You know what I mean? Like,
also, the tight end screen to Kyle Pitts behind the line of scrimmage can also go away.
Yeah.
I saw that one earlier in the game. Like, we don't ever need to run that.
Actively losing yards on a short yardage play will never make sense to me. Now, I understand you have to block it and execute, blah, blah, blah. But, like, there are ways that teams go about these things that are a little bit less risky than that.
I like Drake London.
He tossed it to him so far back there, all of a sudden he's got to get 7 yards just to get one.
I like Drake London a lot, okay? We've sat here for a month calling Bijan the best player in the NFL. On your offensive's biggest play,
give him the ball,
needing 1 yard,
give it to me.
That has to be the touch. Like, there's just, I just don't know a way around it. I can die in this game with Bijan not getting there, right? Like, they failed because they gave the ball to Kyle Juszczyk and not McCaffrey. If they lose that game, they're furious about that call. It's got to be in Bijan's hands.
Here's Penix after the game talking about finding ways.
What we ultimately want to do and want to be, we want to win. You know, I feel like whenever you try to think about it as like, okay, we could have run today, so, you know, we weren't, like, at the end of the day, we got to find a way to win. You know, if it's on the ground, if it's in the air, you know, whatever it takes, that's what we got to do. And, you know, they did do good on in the run game. The 49ers, they did good in the run game, you know, like you said, but we got to find a way. We got to find a way. We got too many good players on this team to not find a way.
Yeah, well, they didn't find a way last night. And it's frustrating when you see what the team can be 6 days before and then for them to look like that. And, you know, you're watching the broadcast. I'm listening to Wes and Dave at times in the first half. I'm kind of clicking on the TV and listening to the NBC call as well. And it seemed like Collinsworth repeatedly was like, man, the Falcons are really blowing a great opportunity here. It's like, yeah, kind of is what it felt like. Like, with everything that San Francisco is dealing with and as well as the Falcons had played and just, like, the momentum of the season and all of that, and it was there for them. Like, it was there for them over and over again to take control of that football game, and they never did. It does feel like a pretty big missed opportunity.
One of the biggest hesitations I've had all season, and I haven't looked at the stats since, but I'm sure it changed after last night, is calling the Falcons one of the two best offenses in the NFL when you're going by yards.
Yeah,
it continues to be a problem.
We got
to
be careful with how we're defining number one.
Well, they're like 27th in scoring or whatever number it was. And I know the goose egg against Carolina skews that
a little,
But the red zone, is an issue.
Yeah.
And that is something
they're
that they...
They're not a top five offense in the NFL. I understand they accumulate a lot of yards.
They have to be a bottom five red zone offense.
I'm sure
they
have
to be.
Now, they were 1-for-2 yesterday, which 50% is not terrible, but it'd be nice to get in the red zone.
Can we
more
get there more? Yeah.
Yeah, more than twice. Yeah, I mean, that's the danger of just relying on, oh, they're the number one this and the number two that. It's like, well, not really. Like, they've allowed the same amount of points that they've scored coming into the game last night.
You had serious momentum in this game twice. After the Caden Ellis interception mm-hmm. and after the Jamal Agnew long uh-huh. kickoff return.
And they took advantage of that.
Yes. But it's like, it just feels like there needs to be more of that. If you're going to get a big play, a chunk play, to convert it. Darnell Mooney had a big 38-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
It went for scraps. Mm-hmm. Penalties and all sorts of nonsense move you back and then, you know, whatever. It's not clean. It's not clean from a play calling or maybe it's design. It's certainly not clean from an execution standpoint, missing throws, missing receivers, whatever is going down in the red zone. And then you just can't recover from the mistakes. Yeah. The penalties cost you so much in those moments.
My thing is just, like, I'm not surprised that the young quarterback is missing throws and looking inconsistent. I'm not surprised that a young defense is inconsistent.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Consistent in terms of what they're able to stop and take away from a week in, week out basis. You have to get more consistency from the coaching staff. You have to clean it up from a penalty standpoint. Like, if we all know that a young roster, talented young roster in the NFL is going to be prone to inconsistency, you got to help them with, I mean, let's have the right amount of guys on the field on big moments. Like, let's be tightened up, man. Like, you have to be on your P's and Q's in these games. All those little mistakes add up to 10-point losses, especially when you have young players that aren't going to be able to make up the difference if you make a mistake like.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.